Thanks for listening in on this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, it's graduation season, and with that comes the whole new season of job hunting. Graduates across the country, and whether it's right out of college or graduate school, will be turning their attention to finding that perfect job. One of the most important considerations is, what does the employer offer in terms of helping you prepare for retirement? Catherine Collinson, who spends a lot of time thinking about these matters and providing us insights here on ClearPath, has looked into this. And I'd like to ask her view about this really basic issue. Catherine, what do those out there in the job market need to be thinking about?
A 401k plan is a type of retirement savings plan offered by an employer that enables employees to make contributions for their future retirement. And there's a couple of big things to think about. Most 401k plans offer pre-tax contributions, meaning that you save on a tax-deferred basis, and then you pay taxes when you withdraw your savings years and years from now when you retire. Others are after-tax, meaning that you pay tax now and withdraw tax-free at retirement. So that's one thing to look at. And perhaps the most important thing to look at is whether your employer offers a matching contribution. Most employers will match a certain percentage of your pay that you contribute to that retirement plan.
Well, the reality is if you get in the habit of just having this taken out of your monthly check, your bi-monthly check, most workers don't even miss the amount that they're contributing to their 401k. And again, if you're not contributing, well, you're missing the match that an employer may offer. And increasingly, we're seeing that employers require their employees to be enrolled in a 401k. You have to opt out of it. So you have to do something not to save, in other words. But what are the levels? I mean, they do vary. And again, if you're 50 or older, there's a big catch-up opportunity. Talk us through some of those aspects.
When you're just getting started saving, save as much as you can. In fact, if you can't save as much as the plan allows, some will cap it at 10 or 15%, others 100%. But a great starting point is get in the habit of saving 10 or 15% of your pay. It may sound like a lot, but once you're in the habit, it's easier to stay in the habit, and you will thank yourself years from now.
There's a difference, Catherine, regarding the standard 401k and a Roth 401k. What's the difference there?
The difference is in a standard 401k, you contribute on a pre-tax basis. The dollars that you put into the plan, you're not paying taxes on until you withdraw those savings at retirement age. In after-tax or Roth 401k means that you pay the taxes right now. Then your savings grow over decades, and then when you withdraw them at retirement, you don't have to pay taxes on them. It's not necessarily one or the other. Many plans will actually offer both options, where you can save both on a pre-tax basis as well as an after-tax or Roth basis.
Catherine, I know we've got many more aspects to cover with this important topic, and we'll revisit it down the road. But thanks as always for your good tips and always very sage advice. That's all we have time for here on this edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.